fantastic stories about building their business and the trials that they went through, and it's exciting to see their success that they're just being able to experience and enjoy today. But you're going to see some of the most real training. You're going to see the compensation plan broken down. So, numbers guys, you'd really like to see how much money is tucked away in that compensation plan. So give it up for Millionaire Club member, Mr. Jeff Hughes.
Well, congratulations to all the success here. That's great. I mean, you guys are killing it. Utah, isn't it number one per capita in recruiting in the whole company? So, holla, right? That's awesome. I'm excited for you. I think the reason you guys are doing so well is because you have everything that you need to be successful is in your marketplace. You know? You guys are fortunate here, especially in those that live in St. George, a little different. But up here, you basically got most of the population of Utah, within a couple hours drive. And so what makes it nice that you guys can build really big teams here, but everything they need to be successful. And we talked about this last night. But the reason that Sandy and I's business was able to grow beyond us and become such a big nationwide organization is because from the very beginning, we just decided that Prepaid Legal knew what they were doing, and so we used the opportunity meetings as kind of the focal point for our business. So everything that we did during the week kind of pointed towards the opportunity meeting, and we all went. I mean, that was the thing on our team. You had to go to the business briefing, and we just considered if you didn't go to the briefing, you'd quit the business, because eventually that's what happened, And so it wasn't an option for us, and then we would go to we'd go to Super Saturday. Every month that was like the big business briefing. So if you went to the little one, of course you'd go to the big one. And that was where our team for the whole Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, we would get together. That was a chance for the Dallas team to come over and meet with the Fort Worth team and the Waco team to come up. And that was a chance for our bigger organization to come together. And then we went to the convention, and that's really how we built our business. Now, today, Prepaid Legal has a builder's training, which gives you an opportunity weekly to get trained on specific topics. It's kind of an academy or a college where you're actually going to take a class, and it's an 8-week curriculum that builds on itself. By the time you've been through that a couple times, you pretty much got down the skill set of Prepaid Legal. So you guys don't have to worry about anything other than what your personal activity is. The marketplace is going to let your team get as big as it wants to, and you'll grow out of the Great Basin. You'll end up with team. I know, Mr. Hall, you've got team all over. You have team in the Pacific Northwest. You got a team in California. Up in Idaho, you have a huge organization. So it doesn't stay here. In fact, what I found, I don't know if it's true for you, my biggest team is never in Texas. I always had more people outside of Texas than I had in Texas, even though that's where I always work. So anyway, just to let you guys know, the reason things are working is because what you guys are doing is what you're supposed to be doing. You are doing the system of Prepaid Legal in the state of Utah, and that will allow you guys to get as big as you want and literally as fast as you want. One thing that we learned at convention was that Prepaid Legal's business model is scalable. Do y'all remember that word convention? They kept talking about the word scalable. And I'm not a business guy. I've never been to business school. But I knew that what that meant was basically the foundation is built. I'll give you an example. I guess this will help me understand it. If you build a house and you pour the foundation, normally foundations are like this thick. But let's say you build a concrete foundation and it goes 8 feet in the ground. Okay, it's a solid slab of concrete down the bedrock. And then you build the first floor of your house out of steel beams, not 2x4s, but big steel beams. You put a roof on it, and that's your house, okay? And is that a solid house? Yeah, it's not a very big house. It's just one room, but could you add on to that house? I mean, could you put a second floor? Would the foundation and the support structure of the house, could it take a second floor? Could it take a third floor, a fifth floor, sixth floor? Could it be 10 stories tall? It probably could. That house that you build is scalable, and that's what Prepaid Legal is. We're not a company that's built on a 6-inch foundation with 2x4 studs for the walls that we have to rip the roof off to hopefully build a second floor that won't collapse the building. We can go as high as we want, and we literally can grow as fast as we want. Randy Harp said that we could double revenue. We could literally double the size of the company every year forever and never outgrow our cash flow. Okay, that's just running on profit, just taking the profits and pouring it back in the company. Prepaid Legal will never have to borrow one penny to double revenues forever. Now, it's exciting. MidOcean said that their goal is to double 40 years of production in the next 3 years, which means we would outgrow our cash flow. I mean, if we grew that quick, we would outgrow our cash flow. But who has some cash if we needed to borrow it? MidOcean. They said they've set over $1 billion aside to grow prepaid legal. $1 billion is a lot of money. So we're okay. I mean, that's the thing. What's nice about Utah? I mean, could you open up a wall for your builders training? Could you make the room bigger? Yeah. I mean, you could make the room bigger. Could we get a bigger room for Super Saturday if we had 1,000 people show up? Could we get a bigger room? Yeah. If we outgrew this, could we not go downtown Salt Lake, get a convention center, you know, and set 5,000 people? We're scalable in Utah. Prepaid legal is scalable. You're scalable. I mean, could your team not grow? Could your team double? Do you have room in your team for it to double? Could you do that overnight? Could you financially support the doubling of your team overnight? Yeah. So understand that's what we're dealing with. We have to stop thinking like, you know, what we're normally used to, which is go to work and work a week and get paid for a week, and it's going to take a long time to get a promotion at work. You got to wait for your boss to die, or you start some politics and get him fired. I don't know. You know, that's all that stuff doesn't work in this business. And we need to not focus on that kind of thought process and activity. We really need to think bigger, okay, and faster. Some of us are taking too long to take advantage of this opportunity. So I want to talk a little bit about the comp plan this morning. Last night when I went to bed, I was going to talk about the compensation plan and go through all the nickels and dimes. And this morning when I woke up, Anyway, I'm not going to do what I thought I was going to do. So we're going to do something else. I know how to do this. She's going to tell me what to do. You know, there's teaching moments all over your life. And this morning, when I was eating a banana, I thought, there's a teaching moment. So, talking about doing things like we've always done, especially in our family situation and, you know, trying to get a good job and get a, you know, hang on for 30 years and get a retirement account and whatever. You know, we just do stuff because that's the way it's always been done. Everybody we know does it that way. So, Ms. Reedy, would you come up here and do me a favor? Have you eaten a banana before? You have actually eaten a banana before. Okay, how do we get into this? Because you don't want to eat the outside, so how do you get into the inside? All right. Okay, is that how y'all open a banana? That's the way I was raised. I open a banana from the top. You pop the top, and you eat a banana. You can have that. You know how a monkey opens a banana? From the bottom. It's a lot easier. A banana opens so much easier from the bottom than from the top. And yet humans, for as long as we've been eating bananas, pop it from the top. Who do you think knows more about bananas, monkeys or people? And who have we been getting our advice about banana opening from? We've been listening to the wrong monkeys, right? Does that make sense? So I want to, even something as simple as that, there's a lot of stuff in our life that we are just in the routine of the routine. We do it because it's the way it's always been done, and it may not be the best way. So especially in your prepaid legal business, always evaluate what you're doing to make sure that it's duplicatable and that it's within the mainstream of prepaid legal. So thank you, Mr. Reedy. And the fact that you knew how to open a banana, a monkey banana, and you didn't, thank you. So yeah, that's cool. So what did that little kid say this morning that I said was, I said something, that would be a good thing too. Remember that little boy said something? No, not that kid, it was another kid. No, anyway, just teaching moments all over. All right, let's talk about the comp plan real quick, and then we're going to talk about life, all right? I talked to some people earlier. Who were the brand new associate that just got started prepaid? And I said, I'm going to call you up here. Come on up. Run. There he is. Okay, run up here. We'll have both of you come up. Come on. Y'all can work on this together. Can you get up there? All right. So you have to get paid and promoted. Would you guys like to teach us how the compensation plan works for you guys? Where you're at in the comp plan, how do you move up? How do you get your first check? What does it look like if you were to draw it out? Have you ever looked at it? Do you guys want to work together on this? Okay. Y'all can use one marker. Talk about it. What do you need to do? That's you? put a smiley face on it because he's happy. Okay. How we doing? Close, but it's wrong. I talked to a gentleman yesterday who said, I don't care about the comp, knowing how the comp plan works, because I know it'll take care of me and I'll be fine. And I said, how much money are you making? Well, I haven't made any yet. You need to know how the comp plan works, guys. This is your business. This is the way you get paid. And if you don't understand how to make your promotions and how you get paid, you're probably not going to get paid very much. Cindy was very strategic in building our business. She told me what to do, right? She figured out the comp plan and said, this is what we need to do to maximize the comp plan, because there's a long way and a short way to build it, right? And so we're going to change this a little bit. You actually have it right, but let's put some symbols so we know that what we're looking at. That's you guys, right? We're going to take this off because that generally represents a recruit. Now, you know that to get paid and promoted to move from associate to senior associate, we need to recruit one person, right? And then what else do we need to do with this person? They need to do something besides fill out an associate app. What else? They need to buy a membership. And so a good way to draw this out as a symbol is to simply put a little line. And that means that they're an associate and a member. Okay? Now, what else do they need to do? They need to sell 2 more memberships. And let's just do that to represent 2 more sales. You've sold 3 memberships, 1, 2, 3. You've recruited 1 associate. And now you go from junior to associate. Okay? That's how you do it. Now, how long does that take? He says a couple days, and I think that's great. You ought to be done over the weekend. Now, I get it done this weekend. I mean, you have to go get your buddy, you know, who probably you did his deal last year. So you say, you remember when I did your deal? You're doing my deal, right? I don't care what it is. Go ahead and shut up, sign up, you know, write me a check, and I'll get it done. There's nothing wrong with picking low-hanging fruit, okay? If you've ever lent anybody any money and they didn't pay you back, call in their note, okay? You know, if you've ever moved somebody in August from a third-floor apartment and they had a piano, call in their note, right? They owe you a favor. Ladies, if you've ever been to a Tupperware party or Mary Kay or Creative Memories or, you know, all those things you've been invited to, you just call them up and said, hey, you remember when I come over and bought all that Tupperware? I'm going to give you the opportunity to do some business with me, right? And so go get it done. Just recruit 1, sell 2, and then you get paid and promoted. Now, just a little caveat. If you turn in a membership, you don't get paid $50. You get paid $25. The company will bank the other $25. Yes, sir? Oh, I'm talking $26 because I can't do math. If you use a $26 membership, it comes out in zeros. Okay? There's no change. So you sell me a $26 membership, you turn in prepaid legal, they pay you $50. If you sell the combo plan, you get paid 38% more money. But I'm not doing that. 69 inch change. We're not doing that. Let's just all agree to use a $26 plan in these examples just because the numbers are pretty. Okay? It's actually what I grew up with. We didn't have a $35 plan. We had a $25 plan when I started. But anyway, they bank half of it and they wait till you get qualified and then they pay you the rest. So if some of you are like, well, I've already turned in a membership. They didn't pay me $50 or $69. They bank the other half and they'll send it to you eventually. So that's what you guys need to do. You okay with that?
Yeah.
Go get your friend and have them become an associate and buy a membership from you, then sign your mom and your sister up, and you're qualified. Okay? Very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Holly and Curtis. Very good. Give them a hand. All right. So who's my associate that I asked to come up? I don't think I got one. Who wants to come up and help me with the... No, I need an associate. Associate level. You're not a junior. It may not be in you because of the way the comp plan worked before. Come on up. Run. Oh, yeah. Who's ours? Come on. Y'all quit being shy. It's just us. Run. Give him a hand. Now, what's your name?
Josh.
That's a good name. All right. Now, Josh, you've already been paid and promoted, right? You got your first check from Prepaid Legal. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right, good. Now, you want to get to the next level. But right now you are an associate, so your team looks like this, at least, right? Is that your team so far?
Membership.
Oh, you did? Well, you did 5 memberships?
Yeah.
That helps me, okay? Y'all know that you can sell 5 memberships, does the same thing, right? So we're just going to do this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Looks like your hair, maybe. I don't know. You probably could do that, couldn't you? So, all right, so this is where you're at right now. and you need to get promoted. But we can continue to sell memberships, and you can get promoted that way. But the easiest way to do it is to what? How do we do this? Recruit. And so what does this team need to look like? It's really pretty easy because you're basically going to do what you've done with the person you recruited. Now, normally, if you'd recruited one, you would say to him, we'll just go out and recruit one person. Well, your team looks like this, okay? You sell each one of them a membership. Now, what else does he need to do? This is to get him to the associate level, to senior associate level. What's he got to do? Okay, they're not there yet. Okay, you've recruited them and sold membership, but they haven't been promoted yet. Now, you could do with them what you did, which is help them sell 5 memberships, right? Mm-hmm. But let's just say that what we're going to do is help them to go out and just do it with a minimum amount of production, okay? So let's make it look like that. Everybody buys a membership. That promotes this person to associate. That one goes to associate. That goes to associate. When you have 3 associates, that makes you a senior associate, okay? So what do you need to do right now? Since you've only sold memberships, you haven't recruited anybody. If I were you, I would go recruit 3 people and help each of them recruit 1 person. And that's going to get you to your next compensation. And when you start looking about the memberships that you're going to sell, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 sales that you're going to get on your team that you're in an override position. How much did you get in an override on a $26 sale? $25. There's $150. Just right there. Just go get that structure built. Minimum is $150. Does that sound doable?
Yeah. Those associates also need to sell 2 more memberships.
Oh, that's right. These do. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. All right, so 25. We had 125, 150, 175, 200, 225, 250, $275. That's the least you can make promoting yourself to the next level. The problem is this person will go do this, and this, and this one will do this, and this one will do this, and this, and this one will go down like this before you ever get this done. And you have to count that money too, sorry. Thank you very much. All right, so who is my senior associate? Come on. So scary. They're like, oh my gosh. But I told them to get to journal this, to get to go home and say, I trained at Super Saturday. So, these are our future leaders, guys. These are our... All these guys up here make so much money that they retire up in Park City or somewhere, and we never see them again. These will be the people that will be doing the job, right? So you're Nishina? Nishana? Nishina. That's beautiful. It's like a one-word poem, Nishina. All right. Where are you at now? Would you draw me out your organization as it exists today? Okay. Yeah, as messy as that is, probably, right? That's you. She's happy. Okay, you got 3 legs, right? Okay. Those are your team leaders. They're all associates. And you're a senior, correct? Okay. So you need to go from senior to manager. What do you need to have, minimum?
100 membership sales.
Could do it by sales, but the short cut and the best cut is to build a team. Okay? So these people are associates. What do they need to turn into before you can become a manager if you're building a team?
Senior
associate. They need to be a senior associate. So you think about what do you need to do. Remember that last structure that we just drew out? With 3 people, each having 1 person underneath them?
Right.
That's what you're going to do. You're going to help each of the people. Now, does anybody on these teams have anybody on their teams right now? Are there anybody under any of these people? How do they become associates? Did they recruit 1 and sell 3, or did they sell 5?
This is under the old competition.
Okay. So, but there's nobody under any of these people? No. Okay. So we need to have each of these people become a senior associate. So we know they'll need 3 people frontline, right? Each will need 3. And each of those people will be qualified, which means to have 1 person underneath of them. So that's what you need to do. You need to go back and draw out your team. You're really fortunate, right, because you were able to qualify under the old comp plan with a lot less people. Didn't she fortunate?
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to take a lot more people now. But you'll be able to go and you'll fill this matrix out and draw it out. I mean, that's what Cindy used to do. We had a dry erase board. We went to Home Depot, and we bought this sheet. You can buy it in the bathroom department back with the paneling. It's bathroom paneling. That's what this is. And you can just screw it to your wall and draw your teams out. And we used to draw circles if they were filled in and squares if they needed to be filled. And we just drew it out, and we just focused on that. And we actually built the team based on the matrix. So I never wasted an associate. If I needed somebody over here to break a director, we'd put them in the right spot to kick that director off or that manager off. So you need to go back and draw out your team so that you can set yourself to manager. What you're going to be excited about is how much money you're going to make building these three people to senior associate. It's thousands. Yeah, it's not hundreds. It's thousands that you'll make off of just that business right there. Good. Well, congratulations. Good luck to you. Okay? All right, so this is her team, and you guys can go through this. In fact, if you guys go to YouTube, my brother Chris, who was your trainer last month, has done four videos going through the compensation plan step by step and how much money you make. So if you just go to YouTube, put in prepaid legal compensation plan, sort by this month, because he just put it up, and there's four videos by Chris Hughes, and he goes through every step of the comp plan all the way to executive director. So we're not going to go through all the details because you guys can do this at home. And quite frankly, it doesn't matter what we do here today. It matters what you do when you get home and you start running the numbers yourself and figuring out what you need to do. And if those of you that have messy organizations, you've been in the business a while, the managers and directors, and you got some people that have dropped, and it just becomes a mess after a while. Call Prepaid Legal Up Marketing Services and say, I'm a manager. I want to go to director. I'm confused because I have stuff on the old comp plan. Now I'm coming into the new. Tell me what I need to do step by step to get to director level. I'm going to keep what I've got, right? But I want to go to the next level. I want to become a director. So, Andrea, would you join me on stage? Speaking of, no, you just come up, Andrea. You just join me. Andrea Rammelsberg, my friend forever. Okay. So you guys are directors, right? And you've been directors for a while.
Yes.
How long?
Probably since 2005 or
6. Okay. You have some great people on your team, and you have some messes, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
We have like 20 wide.
You're 20 wide.
Yes.
Okay. So she's a director, and let's say that we don't worry about anything. She's 20 wide, right?
We have three directors.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
She has all this mess. It's just a mess, right? And they've been in through so many changes. I mean, those that have been around for a while, we've changed and changed and changed and changed and changed, and we've lost some good people. They simply got lost in the change, right? So what I'm going to recommend to Andre and Jason is not to throw away what they built, but my gosh, with this new comp plan, we can clear the air. We can make this really easy. And if you're a manager or a director, this is applicable to everybody here, okay? What I'm going to recommend to Andre is for her to recruit Jeff and Cindy Hughes, okay, a friend of hers, somebody who needs to be successful, needs something else going on. And what Cindy and I are not really good at is prepaid legal. You guys have been in prepaid for a long time. You understand the system. You could mentor us. You could teach us. You could spend time with us. We could go to your house. You could come to ours. You could go with us to our friends. You could do conference calls with us. You could sit down and train with us. We could sit together at Super Saturday. And all I want you to do for the next year is just be our friend and our mentor, okay? And help us get to the level of director. That's all. I don't want you to worry about anybody else. I just want you to help us, okay? Does that sound like a doable business model?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jason and Andre don't have to do anything with their old team. They can send them emails and, they've got stuff that they've got that supports them if they want to do it. But their total focus is going to be on helping Jeff and Cindy Hughes get to director. We really want it, but we don't know how to do it, and they're going to help us get there. They're not going to do it for us. They're just going to be our friends and mentors and go on that journey to director with us. Do you guys know how much money they would make just helping us get to the level of director? Moving up from junior to senior, senior to junior to associate, associate to senior, senior to manager, and manager to director. The least amount that you can make in a perfect world, assuming nobody does any more than the minimum, which has never happened. You'll have one leg that will tear away and you won't be able to stop it. You'll have one that will need your help and you'll have one that will be on life support. It's never even. I wish they would all run together, but it never works out that way. The minimum, assuming everybody runs away, okay, just builds it exactly the way it's supposed to, evenly, is $10,000 and change. And we actually ran the numbers in Fort Worth in a training. We went through every single sale, counted every possible sale at every level, And they told us at convention it was $10,000. It's $10,000. It's like $10,500. $10,700. That is the minimum that you guys will make working with us. Here's what I know. In my experience, and I think most of the leaders would tell you, it isn't going to be $10,000. It'll be closer to $20,000. Okay? So let's assume that we don't build it evenly. Our team, we recruit, you know, Chris Hughes, who just goes out and builds this enormous team, and we have this one leg that just tears away. In fact, they make it the director before we do. Okay? So my team is not balanced. It takes us a long time to get it done. It takes us a year. By the time it's done, you guys will have made $20,000+ on us. Okay? What if this just this year, let's say that you guys sponsor three new people, and that's your focus this year, is just working with those three teams, getting a director in that organization. How much money would you make this year, so assuming that $20,000 is about what you could expect out of this?
About
$60,000. Now, how much do you make at your job full time?
I make $35,000.
Okay, so you understand, just working with three people this year with an old dead leg. I mean, they got an old team. It's a mess. And some of y'all know what I'm talking about, right? You got some legs you don't even like to look at them, right? You don't even go pull the report because it's awful, right? Don't worry about it. This is a new day, right? This is what's old is forgotten. And what I would tell you is, somebody suggested this to us. We haven't done it yet, but I think it's a great idea. Go get a calendar like from last year and burn it. And just say, what's past is past, because my gosh, look how much money we have ahead of us. And you know, what you guys want to do, I guess, is to make $10,000 a month, right? You don't have to be an executive director with this comp plan to make $10,000 a month. The problem that we've had with the old comp plan, not the last one, but the one before that and the seven before that, was directors were making what senior associates will make, and executive directors were making what managers will make, and bronze and silvers and golds were making what directors will make. You guys, you talk about being in the right place at the right time, especially you new guys that don't have any mistakes to apologize for. You're going to make a lot of money in this next 3 years. Crazy, right? It doesn't take a lot of people. Cindy and I, Andre, thank you. I don't want you to stay up here forever.
Thank Love you. You. Appreciate
thank
it.
Rand. So Jason, Andre, may I expect that you will have somebody frontline and you will serve them? Okay? Because that's all this is. This is we call it business partnership, but it's really friendship. And you want good things to happen to your friends. But let's just plan on this year just going crazy, but not planning on working with a lot of people. Cindy and I recruited Mike, David, and Chris frontline to us, and we work with them with the comp plan similar, not as good as the one that you guys have now, because this actually requires more production than what we have required. It's similar, but it's more today than it was then. And then we have the left side of the comp plan, which is money that we didn't have, which is probably about 25% more money than was available to us. You guys get really the best comp plan. It's like if they took all the best features of every comp plan we've ever had and left all the crap out and just refined it down to gold, you guys have the gold. I mean, it literally is the best comp plan in the entire industry, without a doubt. I'm going to take you through some little-known things about the comp plan, little understood. In fact, they would probably go through the executive directors up here, and they would probably have a hard time explaining it. And I'm in no way an expert in the compensation plan. Cindy and Carol Smith, who's Wilburn Smith's wife, who wrote the comp plan, the original comp plan for prepaid legal. She actually wrote the original flowchart computer program that ran the original compensation of prepaid legal. So that Carol Smith is like, we don't realize, you know, we're talking about Wilburn Smith. When they say Wilburn and Carol, understand Carol is a big part of the success of prepaid legal because she wrote the computer program that today is the comp plan of prepaid legal. Cindy and her are the only ones that can read, what do they call it? We used to call it a green bar report. But
no, it's your compensation, your statement.
Yeah, the compensation statement. You know, you get this thing and it has all these breakaways and symbols and
statement.
Commission statement. Cindy, when she gets it, she pulls it up on the computer, and this woman can read a commission statement. She'll go down, she'll go, oh, my gosh, look what's going on down here. You know, like 30 levels down in this one leg, and I have no idea how all that works. But I understand some of the comp plan, and I'll try to share with you what I know. And then I want to do a little bit of training before we bring Cindy up just on some fun stuff as well. So, Mr. Ramelsberg, can we pull that up? All right. This is how you get to it. So go to your associates only. And if you look over on the right-hand side of the front page, it says new compensation plan. If you click on that, It'll bring up a link. You click on that link. It'll download. It's a 4-page document. Okay, and this is the new comp plan that started May 1st. Everybody ought to have that printed out and hanging on the wall. Now, I'm going to use the $26 just because it comes out with pretty numbers. So you'll see that's up there. And this is what it looks like. Now, we've already gone through the different levels and what is required. And it's really easy to explain the compensation plan. So, Travis, if you were to recruit me and you would say, you know, getting to, shake my hand, okay? Hey, thanks for joining. Thanks for having me join your business. I'm excited about it. Now, how do I get paid and get my first promotion? What do I need to do? What's my structure look like? Yeah. Get one recruit and three sales. 3-1, right? So that's what he tells me to do. And then once I recruit somebody, what do I tell them to do? Just go get 3-1, right? And once I've done that 3 times, I'm promoted, correct? And then what do they tell their people? Because now that we've got my frontline leaders, what do they tell the person they recruit? How do they get paid and promoted? 3-1. And what do they tell their people when they come in? 3-1. And what do they tell their people when they come in? And what do they tell their people when they come in? Understand your business is built by 3-1s. You know, it's not built by managers. It's built by 3-1s. So the more of that you have going on, especially as it gets deep in your organization and that activity begins to duplicate, that's how your business is built. Okay? So that it's always easy to do, to have your team do what's required to be successful because you've already done it. I mean, if you want to become a manager, what do you have to do? You have to get 3 senior associates. Have you become a senior? You are a senior, and now you're going to manager. So when you're talking to your team, you say, all you have to do is become a senior associate. I know how to do it. I've done it. So it's always turn around, help the person behind you, do what you've already done. The business model is not hard to explain, and our business model is 3 by 3 by 3 by 3. I mean, if you look how this thing, everything is required by 3. I had 3 teams. Cindy, I had 3 teams when we started. We did not build our 4th team until our 13th month. I did not start my 4th team until my 13th month. We were making $10,000 a month with 3 teams. Okay? So if you think you've got to have 12 wide to make a 6-figure income, you need 3 people. Just help those 3 people do what you've done at every level of the game. When you get to director, what do you need to do? Turn around to your 3 people and say, you need to get to director. I know how to do it. I've done it. Here's how we're going to get it done, right? So you're always training what you've already accomplished, which means you're never uncomfortable in the business. When you get to executive director and you want to be a gold executive director, what do? Turn around to your team and say, we got to get you to ED, right? I know how to do it. I've done this. So don't ever worry that sometimes we look at this and we go, I'll never figure this out. You figure out the next level when you're working on that level, and then you only have to train on the level that you've just accomplished. Does that help you? Because I know some of y'all looking at comp plan and going, I will never figure this out. All you have to do is look one level up. You know, it's like that thing, don't look down, right? Because inside of a mountain, because you lose your balance. Don't look higher than 1, because that's all you need to worry about right now. Okay? Let's look over here on the side, because a lot of people don't understand how the override works. I've talked to so many people that cannot explain how you figure out how much money you get off a sale in your team. And y'all understand we're a multi-level comp plan, and you have to take the person in your team who sells the membership, and then you subtract their commission level from yours, and you get the difference, correct? Unless what? Unless there's somebody between you and that sale that's at a higher commission level than they are, and then they get their sale. So let me give you an example. Mr. Hall and Cindy, y'all stand up real quick. You can turn around and face the audience. Okay, Dave is he's an associate. Y'all can, I need all of y'all, so. Dave is an associate, Cindy is a senior, okay? Ryan is a, Cindy is a so you're a junior, you're an associate, you're a senior, you're a manager, and you're a director. Is that right? Okay, and y'all can sit down. Thank you. Not going higher than that because we'll get nosebleeds. All right. Mr. Hall sells a membership. How much did you get paid as a brand new junior associate?
$25.
$25, and the company did what with the rest of it? They banked $25. And when will you get that? And if you don't fast start qualify, you get it over 12 months.
Correct.
Do you want to fast start qualify?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Everybody on your team gets fast start qualified. No one gets left behind. Your business will be built on fast start qualification. If they are one sale away from qualifying and the date tomorrow's their deadline and you have a sale, give it to them. Everybody gets qualified even if you have to make the difference. Okay? It's that important. You sold a membership, you got $50. Okay? Some of it's in the bank, some of it came to him. Cindy is a associate level. How much did you make when he sold the sale?
$25.
Okay? So he gets 50, Cindy gets $25. Now you are the next level up, right? So how much did you get on that sale?
$25.
And how much did you get? $25. And how much did you get? $25. Does everybody understand that? Okay. So let's go back now. Paula is a director, okay? And so you're excited about this, and you don't understand how the compensation plan works. All you know is that Mr. Hall gets $50, and how much do you make as a director? $25. You know, as a director, if you sell a membership, $126, $150. You make $150 on a $26 sale, okay? He makes $50, you make $150. What's the difference? You make $100 difference. That's what you're thinking, right? Because he sold it, and he's just a junior, and you're a director, and he's on your team. You get the difference, because that's what they tell us, right? Take the difference between where the sale is made and your commission, and you get the difference. And that's what people think. And what they forget about is these people. Would Cindy be happy, and Mr. Burns, would they be happy if that money skipped them and went to you because you thought, I'm due for $100? Here's the way the compensation plan computer is written, the plan that Carol Smith wrote, okay? It says the computer has about $300 to pay out whenever a membership is sold. And it starts looking for empty envelopes, okay? So it looks at Mr. Hall and says, did he sell the membership? Yes, he did. And is he eligible for commission? Yes, he is. It puts $50 in his envelope, $25 for now, $25 for later. Then it goes up to the associate level and says, is there an associate at this commission level? Above Mr. Hall. Is there? $25 goes here. Now, Mr. Burns, you sit down, because we're going to assume that your commission level is missing. Okay, so you recruited Cindy, and what level are you? You're a manager, and so there's not a senior between you and Cindy. So now the computer does this. It says $25 here, and then it moves up with $25. And it says, is this envelope open? The envelope's not open. So the $25 moves forward, and now there's $50 to pay out. Is this envelope open? Okay? You get $50. Okay? And then it moves up to you and says, is this envelope open? You get $25. Does that help? So if people are sitting down in the compensation plan, those envelopes are closed, the money moves forward. But a lot of people think, well, I'm a manager. Why am I not making any money? Because you have three senior associates, right? And they're going to get their commission as well. And that's the way the compensation plan works. And it continues this all the way up the food chain. It goes, is there an executive director? Is there bronze, silver, gold, platinum? Platinum 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Diamond. Diamond 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I don't know how far it goes. And it just keeps looking for open envelopes. If there's no open envelopes, the money gets added together and moves up. It could move up again and move up again. Okay, so that's how that works. Thanks, guys. I appreciate that. Hope that'll help. All right, so somebody was talking about, I think it was, who was talking about director with three directors frontline? You're a director and you have three directors frontline. Oh, you were with Mr. Hall. He was talking about that last night. So what do you call that when you're a director with three directors frontline? A lot of people say executive director, right? Because that's what's required. You're a director with three directors frontline, one in each leg. You can be an executive director. So people say, oh, you're an ED. No, because you have to have production, right? It has to be 25 sales in each leg. Now, it's relaxed right now. They actually lower the number, but we're heading towards 75 sales in a month, 25 out of each leg. But if you're not there yet, there is no override between you and a director. So if I'm a director and I recruit you, Liz, right, and you sell a membership, you get paid. Or if anybody in your downline sells a membership and you override it, you get paid. And between me and you know what the spread is? Zero. There could be 1,000 sales in her team this month, and I will make not one penny in an override off Liz's team. Why? There's no spread between me and her. Remember, the computer starts looking. Is there an open envelope between me and her? No, there isn't one. So Prepaid Legal knows this is a problem. And so what they've done is they've designed a thing called director breakaway bonus, meaning I'm a director, Liz has broken away and she's a director. There's money available. I get money on every sale on Liz's team, not in an override, but in a bonus. Okay? So let's see how that works. Let's go to the next one. Okay. Yeah, up to the top there. This little chart shows, now there's a qualification for this director bonus. You actually have to qualify for it. Now, if you hit director in your first year, you're eligible for this bonus regardless until you've been in the business for 13 months. You're 13 months, you're no longer qualified for the bonus unless you do something. And what was the rule, Cindy? 15 sales in your team, no more than 5 from any one organization will count. What does that sound like? Kind of sounds like ED, doesn't it? It's like a baby ED. If you want the bonus, and I want you to think about this, Judy Garden, who's my sponsor, 75,000 whatever people in her downline, hundreds of thousands of memberships, is not eligible for her director regular bonus. Hasn't ever been. Has never bothered to go out and get another 10 sales so that she can get a bonus on my team. Now, how much would that be? Okay? Now, this director bonus override, this is assuming that I'm a manager on your team and my team sells a membership. How much did you get paid on that membership? $25, right? And if there's 10 sales on my team, how much did you get? $250. Do you understand that? I'm a manager. You're my director. My team sells 10. You make $250 in an override off of my team. Okay? If I'm a director, you make nothing off of me except for this bonus, which is on your first director breakaway, which is Liz, every sale in Liz's team, I get $6. Okay? Now, Liz recruits Brandon, who goes on to become a director. He's the second breakaway director from me, first from you. Brandon's team sells memberships. How much do I make on Brandon's team? $5. And everything on Liz's team outside of Brandon, how much do I make? Six. Actually, I get both. I get 6 on you and 5 on you. Okay? Now, Brandon, you go out and you build a team and you build Carrie?
Yeah.
Carrie to director. Okay, so Carrie now is my 1, 2, 3, third level director breakaway. And you guys are all qualified, all right? So you're getting your bonus and I'm getting mine. Nobody has fallen out. Everybody's doing 15 sales a month or in their first year. How much do I make on Carrie's team? And Sarah, when you break director under Carrie, how much do I make on your team? $3. And how much do I make on Cole's team? $2. And how much do I make on Andre's team?
$1.
Now, let me just tell you this. By the time you have 6 levels of qualified directors, understanding that most of your directors will not be qualified, you're talking 100 levels deep in your team and thousands of membership sales. Cindy and I have a big team. Lots of production. Most of the money we make is in director breakaway bonus. That's where most of our money comes from. So people look at $6 and go, well, that's not very much money. $6 times a thousand is a lot of money, right? A dollar times a thousand is a lot of money. So do you guys understand, as well as you do and as well as your team does, there's no fear that your team is going to do better than you. Because it doesn't matter if you've got 3 directors, 12 directors, 6 levels of directors below each other, the comp plan will take care of you. You brought the deal. Of course the computer is going to reward you. This is unusual and unique in prepaid legal. Sally Gilbert has designed compensation plans. Isn't that the fatal flaw in most network marketing? When your people do better than you, you lose those people. In Amway is a classic example. People can be diamonds, double diamonds, and then their number one leg exceeds them and breaks away in their business. They lose that production. You know what happens to them then? They lose their house. They lose their car. They lose their dog and their wife, right? It's like a bad country song. Everything goes. Because that comp plan is brutal. You better stay ahead of your people or you're going to lose your organization. Prepaid Legal makes sure. Now, did you know there's an executive director breakaway bonus? Which means when you have a breakaway executive director, you pick up the bronze bonus, which, you know, you're bronze now because you have an ED down. And if you break another leg, you would be silver, gold, platinum. So that's the way those metal levels work up. But there's also executive director break bonuses that go down from executives. So I have, in this room, multiple levels of executive directors, okay? I have Dave Hughes, Dave Hall, give me a line here, Sally Gilbert, who's under Sally? You have an executive in your team? What's their name?
Ken.
And who's under Ken? Do you have any ED under him? Oh, Doug Atwood is an ED above you? Okay, so you see that we have multiple executive directors here in Utah in these organizations. You know, we're silver this month. Some of us gold, some platinum or whatever. But understand that even though our executive directors are doing well and they're breaking executives on down, how do we get paid on that? Here's the executive breakaway bonus. On the first level, which is Dade Hughes' organization, he's my first level ED, all the sales in his team, I make $10. Okay? Under Dave Hall, who's the second level below me, I make $5 on everything below Dave. And everything below Doug Atwood, I make $3. And everything below Sally, I make $1. And it goes down to $1, $1. And then seven levels of executive directors down, I make 50 cents. Now, what's the minimum production each level has to produce to be an ED?
75.
Oh, thank you. This is a laser? Oh, thank you. Okay. How many at this level, minimum? Well, let's start here. This level, how much is the minimum?
75.
75. What's the minimum there?
75.
No, because they have this one too.
Oh, 50.
150. Minimum here? 2.25. Here? How much here? There? Here? 500. Is it a perfect world? Do only legs only do 75 sales? No. How much could this be? This could be 5,000 sales a month. Do the math, guys. Are you going to be okay if your team breaks away from you? Is everybody feel better? Now, what happens when you become a platinum and you break a platinum? Now, that's got to be destructive, right? That's got to be horrible. Platinum breakaway bonuses. Receive this bonus on all memberships through 3 generations of platinum executive directors. Do the math. How many sales in that leg would you be producing if you had 3 level generations of platinums in that organization? And you're getting how much on every one? Plus you're getting all of this. Plus you're getting all of your breakaways. Plus you're getting your bonuses. You understand there's a lot of money in this thing. And that's the thing that Cindy and I, when we got started, we realized if we do this right, we'll make so much money our grandkids can't spend it. We thought it was house payment money when we started. When we started actually running the numbers and playing around with this, we realized, oh my gosh, as this thing gets bigger and deeper, and I'll tell you this, this is nothing compared to what MidOcean's going to put in this comp plan. This is what they did just to get us to Dallas. They just wanted to stabilize this comp plan while we're working our way to Dallas. Once they get control, I mean, $1 billion is a lot of money. And if they decide to put some of it in the comp plan to boost this, to give us more incentive to move up, I'll tell you where I think it's going to get crazy. I think we will see lots of people making $1 million a year. I mean, it's not going to be unusual. We'll see a lot of people make $1 million a year. But the comp plan, as this grows out and becomes accepted, we will have associates who will make $1 million a month. Very conceivable, very doable. I mean, when you run the numbers, when you talk about diamonds, as you move up in the diamond levels and what's going on, there's actually diamond breakaway. I mean, there's bonuses even for those people as well that aren't even in the comp plan. You don't have this comp plan where you work. I don't care if you work at the post office and you've got a great retirement plan. It does not beat this one, right? This is the best compensation plan, and you guys really have no idea how good it is. We're only worried about the level above you right now. But do you understand, as long as you work this, as big as you make this, and as good as your people do, you will be taken care of and your family for the rest of time. So don't turn this thing loose lightly. There's plenty, plenty of money for everybody in this room to become very wealthy. Now we're ending at, okay. All right, let's do a little bit of personal development training, and then I'm going to turn the time over to Cindy. And I do this training, and some of y'all have seen it, because I'm basically a one-trick pony, so I just do the same training everywhere I go. But I love it. I think it's a great training, because people don't understand, especially the new associates in the room. So, Rico, right? Okay, he's my guy. Your shirt stands out. That's why I keep looking at you. So, how's your family responded to your decision to do something like prepaid legal? They've been pretty supportive or a little bit suspicious and scared? Pretty supportive. Everybody had that same experience? Your family thinks you're just really smart? Dave Hall, what did Mom say when you brought her prepaid legal? She told me yesterday what she did to you. No, hell no, right? She said, good for you, go do that, right? She's not interested. Your mom rejected your proposal. Does that hurt? My mommy says no. That hurts, right? And the reality is that the world rejects what we do. It's not just like our family. Everybody thinks we're stupid. The whole society is running the other way. And so here's what we've done. We've decided that our path to success, and I love being in Utah because you have a visual aid right outside the door. I don't have those in Texas. You have to go to Utah to see a mountain in Texas. But you guys can go out and you can see some of those trails, right, that go up the mountain. And are trails that go up the mountain, are they wide? Are they smooth? No, they're like steep and rocky, and there's like roots and boulders, and could you feel like you're going to lose your life at some part of the trail? I mean, sometimes it's really steep and a long way down, and everybody else is what, driving down the interstate. And how wide is the interstate? How many lanes on that thing? Seven? Seven or eight? Some places there's maybe 10 lanes wide. It's nice and wide. Is it pretty flat? It's pretty flat. Pretty straight, too, right? And you don't hardly even have to steer between here and Point of the Mountain. And where are most people in Utah on any given day walking up the side of the mountain on that rocky, thin trail or on the interstate? Understand, we've chosen to walk up the mountain. And what do all our friends and family think? Nobody goes that way. Everybody's on the freeway. What are you doing up there? Get off that mountain, right? But don't we have a vision of what we want, of where we're heading? And so for us, and especially if we talk about the why are we doing this? Understand the reason you have to have a why is because everything in your life, almost every influence in your life will tend to distract you and pull you away from your dream. We'll try to get you back on the wide path. The thing I want you to think about is where in America, which is the richest country that's ever existed since the beginning of time, and there's never been a country that's produced the wealth for its people that this nation has produced, where do most people end up financially when they retire at 65 or 72 or whatever? Where are they at financially? Broke. They've worked their whole lives in this infinitely rich country. It's a multi-trillion dollar economy, and the vast majority of the people who retire are broke, which means they have to go back to work or they have to greatly reduce their lifestyle, right? And there's a lot of people who work their whole life at hard jobs that are living in government-subsidized housing for elderly people because that's all they've got, and they get food stamps, and you know they try to live on Social Security, which you can't do. So for us that kind of got outside the matrix, right, we've been enlightened. We realize this is a racket. These people on the highway are heading to oblivion. They're heading to a financial disaster, and, you know, it's not just that. Life on that highway in traditional work life is really tough on families. I mean, you never get to be with I never saw my kids, you know, and now mothers have gone into the workforce, so their kids are being raised by daycare and, you know, strangers. And I mean, it's that life on that everybody's going on. It's not like it's a good life. It's a tough way to make a living, and it leads to disaster. But where is everybody at? They're on the highway. And so here we are, a bunch of lunatics, you know, who say, no, I found a better way. It's up there. Right? And I'm going to get on that path, and I'm going to work my way up. Don't expect the world to pat you on the back and say, you are so smart. Expect them to be worried for you, concerned about where you're heading, because nobody that they know has ever gone that way. Right? They don't know anybody that went that way. Some people went that way and they never saw them again, and they assumed they died. Have you heard the expression, it's lonely at the top? I used to believe that was true, and I thought it was meaning lonely like you would be lonely at the top. And that's not what it means. The word is roomy. It's roomy at the top. There are not very many people who go there. When you get to the top, it is not like bad lonely. It's like, dang, I got a lot of elbow room, right? I can do this. There's just not a lot of people up there. It's nice. The view, you guys have been to the top of the mountain. It's a nice view, correct? You can see the people on the interstate stuck in traffic, right? It's a good view from up there. It's exhilarating. It's wonderful. Are there a lot of people on top of the mountain this morning? This afternoon? No, they're not. There's some up there, and they have a beautiful view, but it's not crowded at the top. The ones who make it to the top with you, become dear friends, comrades in arms, because they have been on the journey with you. They've been in the battle. They've had everybody tell them they were crazy. You know, they went the path less traveled. And that's what we're about. So don't expect this to be easy. Don't expect it to be comfortable, because it's not. If everybody went that way, there would be an escalator to the top of the mountain and people would just ride up, right? It hasn't been built yet because there's not enough traffic to justify an escalator. We just have to walk our way to the top and sometimes claw our way to the top. But trust that and do you guys see what's at the top, what's waiting for you as you build this thing out, as this thing grows out over time? You'll be at the top. You'll have the money to do what you want. And you have a lifestyle that most people can only dream about. And your friends and families who told you were crazy will change the word to lucky. And they'll think the only reason you were successful is because you were lucky. You got in at the right time. You know, you recruited the right person. You know, that was right before the ad campaign, so sure, you made money. They will never give you credit for the journey that you went on. Because they don't understand what you did. They have not a clue what's required to be successful. So the thing I would tell you as you start to build this out, especially you new people, when tough times come, welcome them, because it means you're on the right path. I've had a lot of people tell me, man, every time I try to do prepaid legal, my life just goes to hell. You know, I think God's telling me I'm not right for this. I'm like, no, he's not. First off, I don't think he gets involved in these deals. But second of all, that's the way this thing is set up. This universe is set up that when you set audacious goals and you say, I want financial independence. How common is that? It's very uncommon to be financially independent. But you set that as a goal. The rules of this universe is when you set an audacious goal, the universe challenges you in that goal. It has infinite wealth. The universe is infinitely wealthy. If you want whatever you want, there's plenty to go around. So it's not like there's a lack of. It's just, it won't reward you unless you were really serious about paying the price to get there. So often challenges will come first before the rewards. And most people bail and get back on the highway. Because that's just, what are we? We are, humans like to be comfortable, correct? That's kind of our deal, as we move away from heat and move away from cold, and we try to stay in this comfort zone. And what is the rule is that people always say there is no success in your comfort zone. So you're thinking, well, I've got to be really uncomfortable to become successful. And what I found out is that if you get out of your comfort zone, it's really uncomfortable, and you tend to get back in because it's comfortable. And that's the dance that we do in prepaid legal all the time. You know, we're trying to do things and we kind of skirt back. That's why you see people move forward in their business and then fall back. And then they try to go forward again and they never make any progress because they're always doing this dance of in and out of comfort and uncomfort. And what I've learned in my life, in my business in prepaid legal, is there is no success in this area of comfort, because if it was, you'd already be successful, correct? I mean, if what you're doing brought financial success, you would already have it. So obviously, the skill set and the things that we're coming with is not going to get what we want. But if we get out, we want to get back in because it's comfortable, right? So we can't do this dance. So how do we do it? Do something difficult every day and push your comfort zone out. Make it an inch bigger here and an inch bigger there and an inch bigger there and an inch bigger there, and do that for 10 years. How big is your comfort zone if you build it an inch a day? It's as big as this room. And you're comfortable in all those areas. And that's when success comes. So you have to do that. So as you have these challenges, Rico, right, and these difficult times that come up, push back. Don't retreat, because it's the universe testing you. You say you want financial independence. Oh, yeah, we'll see about this. And it zings a challenge your way. And what most people do is this. They duck and cover, right? Ouch, that hurt. That was wrong. I shouldn't have done that. That was a mistake. That's not what it is in this business. When you get a challenge, run. Don't walk. Just say, bring it on. Put your head down and go. Because as soon as you get through it, it opens up again. And then another one comes. And guess what happens over time? The more challenges you work through, the easier the challenges are to work through. Because when you're new, it's so hard to take a no. When your mom tells you no, it's a gut punch. Now when you meet with somebody that comes in off of an ad, and you meet at Starbucks and they tell you no, You forget about them the next day, right? You don't even remember them. It doesn't hurt at all because you've done it a million times and you know there's people where he came from, right? So that's kind of what I want you guys to think about as you build your business. It's supposed to feel like this. If it's easy, it's sleazy. It's hard, so it's good, right? This is good. Now, I'm going to do, this is my favorite training I've ever done, and I just love it. I think it's so, we're going to do this. We'll do it from here. Okay. Who has been raised on a farm or knows anything about farm life? Has. You have? What's your story about farming?
You grew corn.
Oh, good. This will work. Okay. Now, you're a young guy, but did your family, do you come from a line of farmers? Your dad farm, your grandfather farm, go back? Okay. What kind of plow did your great-grandfather, did he have a big Massey Ferguson, you know, air-conditioned tractor, or did he have a horse and plow? Hand plow, right? Okay. He had a horse or a mule, he had a plow, and he got behind it. Now, the rules are still the same unless you have a GPS in your tractor, which a lot of these guys have now. But if you want to lay out your first row, right, you're going to plow your first row, you have to have something before you start going, right? You got that horse in front of you, the plow's there. What do we look out on the edge of the fields? What are we looking for to base our first row off of? A goal or a fence post or a landmark. We need something to shoot for, correct? Now, here's how I've never plowed with a horse. I've watched Little House on the Prairie, so I'm pretty familiar with this, okay? When you fix your eye on the goal, what you do is you just keep staring at it while the horse and plow and you move towards it, okay? And so you just start going, right? And you just keep your eye on it, and an eagle flies over. You don't look up and go, oh, it's an eagle, right? What happens to your line if you look away from your goal? Right? If you look back and go, how am I doing? What's your line doing? What's your reverse row look like? It's a mess, right? Is that true? I mean, your dad would be mad at you if he puts you on that first row and you start driving and then your cell phone rings and you're talking to your buddy and you totally not, and that thing's just going off, right? Your dad would be so mad at you because it's hard to straighten up a crooked row. You know, you're back, oh my gosh, you know, and you look at that line, it goes like this. And your dad's like, how am I going to straighten that up? Especially with a horse and plow, because that plow wants to fall in to the furrow that you've done, and it doesn't want to go outside of it. So you've got to keep your eye on the prize. So you guys, as you build your business, this is a metaphor, so I'm not teaching you how to farm. I'm teaching you how to build a business. So when I talk about getting a goal, that's your why. That's the great things you want to do for your kids and the vacations you want to go on or whatever. And you just stay focused on where you're going. Damn the distractions, okay? We just get there. Now we turn around at the other end. We're looking back down our row. We've kept our eye on the prize. How straight is our row? It's pretty straight, right? We didn't get distracted. We just stayed focused on our goal, and we just kept walking till we got there. We turn around. Now we need to come back, and we replicate what we did the first time. Because that's all we do in this business. You build a leg, you start another leg, you build another leg, you build another leg, you build another leg, and you just keep laying out furrows, right? It's a lot easier to plow the second one than the first one. Because all you do is follow the line you already did. And if you have a good straight line, you just go right along beside it. And then again, and again, and again. And you just keep doing that for the rest of time. The first one's the hard one. And that's where you new people, or us people that are rebuilding or restarting our businesses, we have to go out and lay that first line. And we want to do it right. And that success training that you get at the builder's training and at Fast Start class is how to lay out your rows. That's what it's about. That all that stuff they teach you to do is how to actually plow that first row. Once you figure that out, everything else falls into place. Now let me tell you what's going on in your life, you new people. When you start to plow that first row, and you're like, okay, I'm doing what Mr. Hughes said, I'm going to put my head down, and I'm going to just walk towards my goal, right? Guess who comes crawling out of the bushes to get in your way? Usually it's a family member. Somebody will crawl out and lay down right where you need to go. And you get to them and you go, what are you doing down there, Mom? And your mom goes, what are you doing? Are you crazy? What are you doing up there? Nobody does this. These things never work out. My brother was in Amway and he lost his house, right? and yeah, and you're trying to say, no, Mom, Mr. Stonecipher had a wreck, and it's, no, this is for real. And you're trying to, you know, overcome Mom's objections, and this goes on and on and on. How's your road doing? You're stopped, okay? You think you're just trying to overcome objections and get your mom on your side or your auntie or whatever. What you've done is you've allowed that person to stop you from building your business and looking at your goal. Now, we don't use your mom because that's too harsh. Let's talk about... let's use a cousin because we hate cousins as a rule anyway. Cousin? Cousin who? Bob. Yeah. That's good, you know. We hate Cousin Bob anyway. Guy's always drunk at the family reunions, right? All right, so Cousin Bob, who's had a tremendous success in his life, right? He's worked at 3 car washes this year, right? You're going to put your head down and you're going to start plowing and you're going along and here comes Cousin Bob and Cousin Bob lays down in the aisle or your row where you got to plow. Should you stop and talk to Cousin Bob? That's what I'm saying. Set your goal. Say forward. What do you say to a horse? Move on. Move on, right? Walk on. Walk on. That's what my wife's a horsewoman. Walk on. And you're going along, and Cousin Bob will crawl out, and he'll lay in the way, and what you do is you go, and you just keep going, right? Thank you. That's good. Nobody's ever gotten in the way before. Keep laying. Keep laying. So what have we done to Cousin Bob? Did we stop and converse with him? No. What did we do? We ran over Cousin Bob. Did that feel good? We don't like him anyway. It's like, I'm not going to talk to you. I've got my goals, right? I have my dreams. I turn around, starting on my second row. Cousin Bob is still laying there. He's waiting, right? And he's coming. And I am focused. I am going, right? What does Bob do when I start getting close to him? Now you know I'm serious. What do you do? Bob gets out the way, right? Because he knows I'm serious, right? And that's the thing. You'll get a lot of opposition when you start your business at first. And you get a lot of questions until you have success, and then people stop criticizing you. They start calling you lucky. And when you know the answers to the questions, they stop asking them. When you don't know, there's a million questions that people ask you. And they're not questions. They're really criticisms. They're really just trying to embarrass you and trip you up. But once you know how to overcome them and you know the answers, they stop asking them. It gets easier. This business doesn't get harder. It gets easier. And the more people you have in production, the more money you make. And the less you have to do with the people in production. I mean, I do nothing with Dave Hall's organization. Amen. Nothing. I do a conference call once every 2 years, maybe, right? Because it doesn't matter. I mean, Dave doesn't. He would like me to work with him, and I like working with Dave. It does not affect him one bit. It doesn't affect me one bit. Because Dave's an awesome leader. And whether I'm involved or Ken Moore or whoever above his upline, this is Dave Hall's business. And quite frankly, Dave, your business is easy today because you have people like Sally Gilbert. And you have other people on your team that are, they don't need you. You have been replaced. And it got easier for Dave, and it's getting easier for you guys. And the longer you do it, it doesn't get harder, it gets easier. You new people, this is as hard as it's ever going to be. So get it out of the way. What would you rather do, rip a Band-Aid off slow or fast? Guys, we have hair on our legs, right? You got some eighth band, you know, some of that white sticky tape, and it goes all the way around. You can pull it off like one hair at a time, and that is no fun. Just rip it off and get it over with. So let's run fast. Let's do it right, right? We're going to keep our goals. We're going to follow the system, but let's move fast. If I were you, I would compress 90 days or a year's worth of activity in the next 90 days. I would be a maniac for the next 90 days. 90 days of pain for a lifetime of gain. You will build enough business and put enough infrastructure in your team in the next 90 days, you will be able to manage that for the next 9 years. That business will take care of you for the next 9 years. If you do 90 days of work over the next 9 years, you will never be comfortable. You understand what I said? If you stretch 90 days worth of work out over the next 9 years, and that's what some of us have done, that never works. Compress time, compress activity, be a maniac, get out of balance. do what's required today so you can have what you want tomorrow. This is no time to walk. It's certainly no time to sit down. This is a time to really set our goals and really focus on them and work on them day by day. Nothing that we're asked to do is hard to do. It's just easier to watch television. And there are thousands, tens of thousands of active associates in the state of Utah who are not here today. And I promise you, they are not out saving orphans. They're home watching television. So it's not like they gave up their dreams for something noble. They just got back on the highway. I don't want you guys to ever do it. I hope you always stay on that rocky path working towards your goals. I hope you never lose it because it's worth it. The rewards are great. I mean, the sacrifice is great, but the rewards are worth it. And it just requires a lot of faith. And some of y'all know that's the way it works. That's the way this deal set up. Maybe there are other planets that that's not the way it works. But this one, faith comes before the reward. And once you pay the price, it's paid. And I would just say pay it quickly and move on. It took Cindy and I 3.5 years of pain to get this thing locked and loaded. We worked hard for 3.5 years, and I have not worked hard since. I'm about to for 3.5 more years. And then I ain't never working again. I will see you at a convention, and I'll wave, and you'll go, "That's Jeff Hughes. He used to be." Because you realize we're going to get so rich in the next 3 years. We're going to be so rich. Yeah. Not me, you. I mean, you guys are going to do very, very, very well. You're in the best state in the whole prepaid legal to build a business in. And I would just encourage you guys to, you know, have faith and move forward and have fun and make friends and don't make enemies if you don't have to, and help other people's dreams come true, and don't worry about yourself because this thing is set up to make sure you're taken care of. You will have everything you could ever dream if you help enough other people have the basics of what they dream about. So I'm going to be done at this point, and I'm going to bring up Cindy. And I told some of you guys that she's got the heart and soul and brains of our entire organization, and she is. But she's also, I think, one of the most effective trainers in the whole company. And prepaid legal ladies tends to be guyish, correct? A lot of guys on stage at prepaid legal. A lot of ring runners seem to be guys. This is not a sexist company. The system is not set up to benefit men. I think men just tend to stand up, and sometimes women will step back, and it shouldn't be that way. I want you ladies in the room, you female associates, to take your place. You need to be on stage. You need to be training. You need to be the platinums in the room. This is not your daddy's business or your brother's business or your cousin's business. You know, your male cousin's business. This is your business. And you can have everything that you want. And I think that's what's so great about Cindy is that men and women can relate to them, but women dig my wife because she speaks to them about issues that they're dealing with. Because it's a unique set of situations. When you're a wife and mother and you're trying to do prepaid legal, it's a unique situation that men don't have to deal with. My sister always used to say, "I will never be as successful as my brothers until I have a wife." You know? It's just a different set of rules when you're a wife and mom and your husband's not always understanding what you're trying to do. And so let's just make Cindy feel very welcome as she comes up here hearing for a treat. So Miss Cindy Hughes.
The stage kind of intimidates me a little bit, but I could see everyone, so I may step down. Thank you. I'm very glad and grateful to be here today. You know, I've been so strong all weekend long, and here I am getting teary-eyed, so I'll try to put it together. I want to talk to you today a little bit about the journey. And if we find it kind of funny, people want us to sign that Profiles of Success. And I remember the first time that our oldest daughter, when our children turn 18, their birthday gift is a prepaid legal business. And so our oldest daughter, one of her first conventions was Las Vegas Convention. And we couldn't walk down the way with people. You know, people wanted to stop Jeff. And it was just really interesting. And people were signing. And she's just like, "Dad is like a rock star or something." You know, she was just in awe. But when we sign it, we always sign it, "Enjoy your journey," or "Enjoy the journey." And I want to talk today a little bit about the journey. You know, Jeff talked about burning that calendar, and we came back from the Oklahoma City Convention renewed, invigorated, ready to start. And the reason, and we burned, you know, the last several years. Many of you know that 2 years ago, on February 28, 2009, we were involved in an automobile accident, head-on collision, that changed our life. Literally has changed our life. We discovered Virginia when our oldest daughter decided to go to college there. And we knew that that is where our home was and where we wanted to be. And so we had tried to move there. And I got fearful because I had in my mind exactly how I wanted it to be. I wanted to go. I wanted to sell our house for a profit. I wanted to go up there and buy a farm. I wanted to do this, this, and this. And it didn't happen that way. And I became afraid. And so we pulled back and we said, okay, we'll wait a couple years. This just must not be the right time. I think that, and I'm a spiritual person, so I think God had another plan for us and wanted us to be there. And so for 2 years, we didn't listen, we didn't listen, we didn't listen. Finally, February 28th, 2009, this kid comes around a corner. We're on a country road. We just dropped our daughter off. It was her birthday. Our third child, at the horse barn where she was going to go ride, and we were going to go get her birthday cake and so forth. Come get to this corner. This 17-year-old kid flies around this hairpin turn and runs into us, and it totally changes our life. Jeff spent months in bed. He was not allowed to get up. 23 and a half hours a day, he had to lay in bed with his leg elevated. It destroyed his foot, his left foot. And we were very, very fortunate that the only person who could have done the surgery to save his foot did the surgery, came back in town. It was a miracle, absolute miracle. And he specializes in below the knee. And he's done thousands and thousands and thousands of surgeries. He told Jeff, this is the worst I've ever seen. And he reconstructed it, and thankfully Jeff can walk today because of it. When Jeff is laying in bed this 23 and a half hours a day, my life changed, by the way, in that I couldn't leave him. I was used to going out to the barn. I have a horse. I was used to going out to the barn 3-4 hours a day, spend it with my daughter. We would ride, have a good time, had all my other children, and doing things with them, very active. My life came to a total halt in that I spent 24 hours a day with that man, Velcroed. He was wholly dependent on me, and I had to do everything. And it was amazing because not only did I have to do all of my responsibilities that I was used to, but I had to do all of his responsibilities. And I felt the weight of both of those roles. And it used to be my salvation was to go ride. And I couldn't do that. And I'm so sorry, I'm weepy. So, okay, I don't want you to feel sorry for us. But what happened during that time, Jeff was laying there, we looked at each other almost the same time, we looked at each other and said, what are we doing in Texas? We almost died. We need to be in Virginia. Let's move. Okay, the accident happened in February. Jeff had his last surgery in September. November, we were in Virginia. It was amazing. I couldn't believe what was accomplished. His doctor told him, Jeff, don't even look up for 2 to 3 years because it's going to take that long to recover from this. Don't even look up. It's been 2 years. We live in Virginia. He's active. It's absolutely amazing. We needed to go there. And so that journey, getting us there, taught me so much. It was the only time in my life that I couldn't, for so long, could not think 5 minutes ahead. I couldn't plan 5 minutes ahead because his condition was it changed all the time. Complications, everything happened so quickly. But when we got that, we made a goal. Okay, the house has to go on the market Labor Day. You know, we had to do. Everything fell into place and moved us there. So what I want to tell you, and as far as we're concerned, the accident is behind us. We've burned that, and we're looking forward. And it's incredible what we've learned in 2 years of recovering from this. And I want to tell you that that 3.5 years of building this business, Jeff, we're just now getting back to work 2 years after this accident. Do you know we've never missed a day without getting paid? Never missed a day. Miracles happen. Jeff has stayed in Players Club during that time. Work he did years ago, months before, came to him during this time, and he was able to, whatever drugs he wasn't on at the time, and he could consciously, make those sales to stay in Players Club. It was absolutely amazing what happened. So build the business today. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait. Build it today because you don't know what tomorrow will bring. For us, we haven't gotten off the freeway. We had to take a little rest stop. We had to go on the rest stop. You know, a rest stop only has, you can only get off and you have to get right back on, right? An exit, you get off and there's so many different roads you can go on and you may never make it back on the road again, right? We had to go off on the rest stop for a little bit, but we just rested for a minute and we're back on now. So I want to tell you about our journey because I had to preface that because I live in the most incredible place on earth. And I know a lot of you may have traveled and you see pretty places, but we literally wake up every day and go, oh my gosh, we get to live here. We get to live here. And so, Jason, will you put this up? Every day, what's really interesting is that Jeff and I have been married 25 years now, almost 25 and a half years now. We've been together a really long time even before that. We were teenage sweethearts, 16. We've been steady since we were 16. Okay, so what's really interesting is that I spent, up until 2 years ago, my life chasing after this man. He has long legs. My legs are really teeny. And he has these long legs, and so he had this huge stride, and I was constantly running after him, literally running. And he was just zoom, 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 like this, okay? So I had to learn how to walk fast. And in our earlier marriage, I had to learn how to talk fast, I had to learn how to eat fast, everything was just fast. So what's been really funny is now I just go. And I'm leaving him behind. He's like, wait. Because if he walks too fast, he limps. And he doesn't like to limp. He likes to be able to look like he's walking normal. And so, sorry, I'm blowing your cover. But so what's really interesting. So one of the things that we loved doing before the accident was walking together. And we would walk fast. And we can't do that anymore because he can't walk. And we were commenting about the valley here, how it's so flat. And where we live in the Shenandoah Valley. But the valley isn't flat, and it's very hilly, which has been the absolute perfect physical therapy for Jeff, if you can believe it. That's what he was working on before we left, and that's what he needed to help him to get his balance back and recover. So we live in the perfect place for that. So I really miss walking. Well, we live on a 40-acre farm, and we live down in this hollow, and it's just wonderful. And we have our neighbors are up on the top of the hills, on the mountains. And so they had this 360 view, absolutely incredible. But we live down in the little hollow. And we've loved it because when the winds blow or bad weather, we're protected. And we're on this beautiful creek, and it's just great. But we get to walk up to the top of the hills all the time. At least I do. And Jeff slowly, sometimes in the evening, walks and do it slow. But I get up. This Utah time is killing me, by the way. I wake up every morning before 6 o'clock, and so I'm here, and I'm up, guys, at 4 o'clock in the morning, Utah time, raring to go, okay? So I get up, and I go walking. So I want to tell you about this journey. Okay, I have more than three things, actually. I have some things that are important on my walk. Number one, I have music. Music's very important to me, and I relate to songs. They motivate me, they help me visualize, and they help me see. So for me, music is important. So I have my music. Also, the hills that I have to go up and down are very steep. And this is a picture. This is my the first big hill. And it doesn't look like much until you walk this hill. I'm standing here, but if you were to see it, this hill is like this, okay? So when you're walking, you're like looking at your knees, okay? As you go up this hill, like this. So this is my first power hill. And when I first moved to Virginia, I couldn't breathe. Just walking around, we walk around downtown and you're like, because you're constantly going up hills, okay? So this hill was my first challenge that I had to make. I wanted, my goal was to get to the top without stopping and without passing out. Okay, so that was my very first goal. So, okay, and then there's going to be obstacles, and I'll show you the obstacle in a minute. I hate running, always hated running, except for now at this time in my life. And I have a little section that I run, and I love it. Okay, and I do this walk every single day the same way. But as I get good at parts of this walk, I can change it. I can keep on the same circuit, but I can do things that will challenge me later on. So it's I'm in it for the long haul, is what I'm trying to say. Okay, I made a decision that I wanted to shed all of my excess weight. I've held on to it for about 20 years now, and I hide behind it a lot of times. And so I decided, okay, I really want to do this. Okay, my kids are grown. I have no excuses. I really want to do this. So I had to make the decision. One of my favorite books, I love Charles Dickens, so I've read most of his books. Martin Chuzzlewit is a book, and at the, it's about a young rich man who has kind of been spoiled, and his grandfather disinherits him, you know, and so forth, and because he's kind of selfish. But he goes to America, and he realizes through that experience that he is a selfish person, and that all of his talk of changing and all this kind of stuff has just, you know, everybody's like, yeah, yeah, whatever, you never change. But he decides in his heart that he's going to change. And I love that example. And he just starts doing things. And people around him slowly start noticing, oh, there's something different about him. And he never brags about it, never, you know, waves the banner, I'm changing again, you know, type thing. So I hold this quote in my mind, and I've been working on this for a while now. And my family kind of noticed a little bit. I made little things like, I totally addicted to carbonated drinks, and so they were really hard on me. So I gave them up. Said no more carbonated drinks. That was just something I did. I did a little, you know, just little things like that, and along the way. And so my family kind of noticed that. Oh, mom's not doing it anymore. Okay. Well, then it comes down. I'm prepared, right? I made the decision. I made my little preparation. Now I got to kick it into gear, and I've actually got to do some physical work to help. Oh, my body's ready, I'm ready, mentally everything's ready. So here I start on this journey, and I create this circuit that I'm going on, all right? And so I'm going to take you through my walk. So I walk up, and this is my first big hill, and of course, you know, I said music was important, and I like all kinds of music, and my kids will bring me stuff, and I'll say, oh, yeah, I like this. Okay, so Gavin DeGraw is one of my guys that I really like. So this is my power walking music, okay? It's about... Okay, get some energy there. Okay, I power up this hill to this music. Okay, can you hear it at all? Okay, got it? Okay, so I'm powering up this hill. Powering. And so the very first day that I did this, I just thought, oh, I kept looking at the top. I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it. And then I thought, I looked down, I said, I'm not going to make it. And I have a mantra. And it's longevity, legacy, and love. And I have my why I'm doing this. And those are three things. And they all have, there's a reason why I'm doing them. Longevity, legacy, and love. And there's meaning behind those words for me. So I put my head down that first day, and I just said, longevity, legacy, love. And I just powered down. Well, what I realized is I kept my head down. And I was looking right before me, and all I could think of was just put their foot right in front of you. Just put it in front of you. Just put it in front of you. And all of a sudden, I realized I'm at the top of the hill. And I'm like, holy cow, I'm here. Oh, my gosh. That was, okay. And I'm like, all right, don't stop. So I do stretches. You know, I'm like, I got to catch my breath. Okay, well, once you get to the top of this hill, there's another hill. And so it's not as steep, and so it's more of a gradual thing like this. But what is up at the top of this? That I get to, there's a flat area, and I get to walk around and see this incredible 360 view. So Jason takes this. So this is just one part of that 360 view. So I'm walking, I'm on the top of the world, I'm looking at the beautiful houses around us, and I'm just going to my music, you know, that's my reward. I get to be on the flat for a little bit, but I still walk it, I still move it, okay? Well, then I have to come back down, right? And in Virginia, you don't come down fast unless you go out of control. So you have to go down controlled. And that was something I learned, too, that the descents, you can control them. They don't have to be free form, falling around like, oh, my gosh, you know, I'm out of control. No, you can control the descents in your life and the descents in your business, okay? It's all about attitude and strength, okay? And this develops your core. So Jason goes to the next one. So I finally get to my little road that I went to the hill, and now I've got to go back down. Okay, I've gone down the big hill. Now the road's going to take me down, back down to the barnyard area, and this is still a little bit of a road. Well, what's really cool is I get just to the bottom of this hill, and I start running, and I run to the barnyard, okay? But what I do is I don't wait till I get to the flat of the road. I start just where I'm in control. I've made it down the hill. There's a little bit left, and I start running. And what that does is it creates a momentum for me, and I can run. And I can run all the way to the barnyard, okay? And I can maintain the energy. I can maintain what I'm doing all the way to the barnyard. So I learned that those downhill things in life can create momentum in your life if you let them. Because at some point, you've got to go back up. At some point, you're going to reach a flat. So let the downhill create a little momentum so you can go. All right, I come to an obstacle. Jason, next one. We have fences all along. So here's the fence by our little barn. And I can easily open the fence and lift it up and go. And I said, no, dang it, I'm not going to open that fence. I am going to climb over it. It's the easiest way, most efficient, and I have a goal in that I want to ease my horse's pain, and I want to try to get up in that saddle as quick and effortlessly as I possibly can. So I have this goal that I'm going to do it, like, I just go up, over, and down, okay? And my goal is to do it without my hands. So I still use my hands once or twice, but not just to kind of balance myself. So obstacles, okay? You're going to come across obstacles. What's the most efficient way to get over this obstacle? Jeff talked about that. When you see something coming at you, don't duck and cover. Run to it and say, okay, come on, bring it on. What am I going to learn out of this? Let's just get on with it. My horse, whose name is Moon, he's spooky. He's a half Arab, and so he's very sensitive. But he spooks at anything. And if he doesn't want to do the work, he'll go, oh, spook, spook. Oh, spook, spook, you know, just to get out of the work. So I've learned, just tap him on and go, come on, get on with it. Just let's go. Let's just get on with it. And not get into the spook, okay? And so that's what I've learned about business and about life. Just get on with it. Of course you're going to have challenges. If you don't have challenges in life, you're dead. That's all there is to it. You're going to have challenges, and that's the way life is designed. So get on with it. Just get on to it. Okay, so then we get to our driveway. This is all part of the same thing. Jason, go to the next one. Okay, do you see my little dog and stuff? One of my dogs? Okay, sorry, that's a little dark. It's a black dog, yes. Okay, so let me get to, now this is, that cattle guard starts our driveway. It's all part of the same road, but it starts our driveway out to the main road. And it's about a fifth of a mile or so. But the grade on that is like, I want to say 3%. And it is long and long. Long and it is a hard, hard walk. Okay? So, of course, I have to have a song for that, right? And so Gavin DeGraw... one of my favorite songs, and if you want to know my song, Jason, this is my song. You heard? I don't want to be anybody other than what I'm trying to be now. Okay? So here I go. I start this driveway. Are we on the driveway? So I start on my driveway, okay? And I usually have two or three dogs with me, and we start on this driveway. The first day I did this, we used to walk to the mailbox all the time and go really slow. But I started in the driveway, and I thought, okay, power walk. I don't lose my energy through this whole thing. Power walk. So I start on it, and we have along, as you get up, we have oak trees that line the drive. And there's like three big ones, okay, and little ones interspersed with it. So I thought, I'm just going to make it to the first big oak tree, okay? First big oak tree. I just got to get there. So I power walk, and I put my head down, because I learned that on the hill, right? And I'm just power walking. And every now and then I look up, okay, almost there. The first day I did this, I stopped at the big tree, about died, wanted to collapse, tried to do some stretches, tried to catch my breath, okay, make it to the next big one, okay. So did this, you know, get to the third one, taking these little breaks. Well, second day I said, that's it. I'm not stopping. Are you kidding me? Come on, I can do this. So now what I do is, from second day on, I have not stopped. And I just power walk it. But now what I do is I high five the oak trees. Like, high five, see you later. High five, see you later. And I just keep walking. Okay, now I've done all the hills in this walk. Okay, go to the next one. My reward is I get a tap out at the cattle guard by the mailbox. Okay? So then I have another song, right? I have this whole song list. And, you know, okay, Jason, go to the next one. This is what I get to see.
Goofy thing, but I'm not gonna say, hey, I'm doing all right.
So I get to see this incredible view, and it is gorgeous, and I get to go back down. And I start walking, and I don't lose my energy. I'm walking, and I'm taking in the views, okay? Loving the walk. And as I get closer, I get to see the house. I get to come home, okay? This is our drive. And you can see our home in the very back there. Okay, I get to come home. Now, Jason, show him the house. So then I finally get to come home. And when I'm at home, I do some yoga, and then I meditate. And Virginia has been a healing place for us. And it's so quiet there that I just get to think. So I sit on the bench on the front porch after yoga and cool down. And, I have some music that helps me think. It's more spiritual music. And Jason, you can go to the next one. And so I just think. Is that the porch view? Yeah. Okay. That's my walk for the day. All right. So now I want to talk about something. That's a journey. We all have journeys in life, and they're very much like that walk. We have so many hills to climb. We have little rewards in the flats and the plateaus of life. We have steep hills. We have gradual high-grade hills, you know, that you have to go. But, oh, gosh, the descents are wonderful, that you get to relax a little bit and come down. Every now and then you get to land at home, and it's awesome. I have discovered I'm all about simplicity these days. And, you know, I told you the other day that do a lot of personal development started me personally on this journey 3 years before we found Prepaid Legal. And I have to say that for Jeff, the business has been very fulfilling. He's achieved, you know, the time freedom that he's sought for and so forth. He's gotten different things out of the business that he needed from a career. For me, the business has been, I think, a lot about personal development. Because when we first introduced, I was so extremely shy. I hid behind everything I could. I didn't want to be out there. I didn't want to talk to people. But I started, of course, reading. And the three books that I found that have been the most useful, besides the scriptures, which I say this every day, but the three books that have been the most powerful in my life have been How to Win Friends and Influence People, Think and Grow Rich, and The Slight Edge. Those three books I go back to over and over and over again. And I think one of the things, that is the reason why, is now I'm looking back on life, and I don't feel the need to like branch out and read new things. I read the same things over and over, and I view and look at things. But what I've discovered is that the reason why I like these things is because they're about becoming. And that's what I've discovered in this business. And I've liked what I have become as a result. And it was who I was all along, but I hid it. And so through that personal development, I've been able to break out of that cocoon and be who I am, who I am truly, and be happy with that. I'm going to do this really quick. I'm going to draw this out. Okay, this is a person. We have our head, which is all the knowledge and so forth that we have, right? And the head, sometimes people get stuck in the knowledge. I have to learn more. I have to learn more. I have to learn more. Well, you get to a point that, no, you know, we learn enough. You can, you know, this builder's training is great coming because you get renewed and you'll learn something every new. You know, learning is like an onion. You'll peel it off and you'll learn things when you need it. But don't let it stop you from moving. That's what we've seen so many people come in and out of our business who get so wrapped up with they don't have the knowledge, and it paralyzes them from moving. Okay, so the head can be a problem. Then you have a heart. The heart, it's all the intentions, the desires, you know, everything, all that love, all that wanting to do good for people, all that that's in your heart. Okay, and I've seen people get stopped with that. They go out and they do everything for everybody else but themselves. They don't build their own business. They'll build everybody else's business but their own business. You know, they'll be such an incredible servant at the meetings, but yet they're just dying. I mean, they can't pay their bills or whatever. And there comes a part where the heart can stop you as well. You have the feet. The feet give you direction. And people who are disconnected from the head and the heart, they're like a water bug. You know, oh, we're going here. Okay, great. Oh, we're going here. Oh, that was a good idea. I better go this way. You know, so their feet are constantly like this. They're not looking at that point out there. And then you have the hands, which are the doing, the actual doing. So many people walk around like this. They don't want to do. They don't want to do the business. They don't want to do the activity of the business. The Slight Edge book is such an incredible book teaching us how important it is to do things every single day. Then that will expand that comfort zone. Okay, so how do we connect all of this? And this is I'll end on this. This is, you know, I'm all about simplicity now, right? Everything has to be simple. So I thought, okay, personal development. This is a few years ago. I said, okay, personal development, I got to make this simple. There's a million and one books you can read. It's all out there. How do you sort through it? I said, simple. I'm just going to develop attributes, okay? Attributes are things that are characteristics that you want to adopt, okay? So, for example, I wanted to be more generous, all right? So I said, okay, that's an attribute I'm going to develop. Well, attributes not only affect the head, but they affect the heart, they affect the feet, and they affect the hands. They affect the whole. You can't develop an attribute without it affecting your entire life. And that's what a lot of people are missing. You can read a personal development book and you can kind of try to apply things, and then why do you go back to your old life? Well, it's because you're trying to do maybe something, but it's not part of who you are yet. An attribute is something that becomes you. That is who you are. And as you try to do that, as you practice it, you don't fake it, but you just act as if. Like when I decided I wanted to be more generous, I just acted as if I was more generous. And trust me, you'll have opportunities come to you that will help you practice it. So when something came up and my initial thing was like, oh, no, I don't want to do that. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I am supposed to be more generous. That's what I'm striving for. I'm going to do that. And I felt good after. It's like, oh, and it became a little part of me. Okay, another opportunity. Oh, okay. And so pretty soon, that's who I became. And I could really enlarge that attribute and develop that on a bigger scale once I had the little pieces in me. So attributes are what connects the head to the heart. It helps those desires and intentions partner up with the mind and the knowledge that leads you, your feet going in the right direction, and that your activity, your doing, will be purposeful, meaningful, and productive. So you'll be going in the right direction for the right reasons, knowing the right things, doing the right things. So, in the simplicity of personal development, if you will, strive on developing attributes, things that you want to be. Read the books about people that you want to be like. I mean, I think biographies and autobiographies, all of those things, is there somebody that you admire? Is there somebody that you want to model? What are their attributes? One of my favorite books is The Millionaire Next Door. And I loved reading about all the characteristics and attributes of the millionaires next door. And I said, that's what I want to be like. Okay? And so, what are their attributes? What are their characteristics? That's what I want to be like. And I'm going to practice them. Now, don't get crazy. Don't think that you can do like 100 attributes at the same time. Pick one. Okay? Pick one. You pick one and you work on it. Okay? And you can say, okay, I'm going to pick one a month. Or, and listen to yourself. Listen. And you'll realize, you know what? You'll see something in your life and you'll go, you know, this, I don't like this about me. I need to work on this. Work on the attribute that will fix that. You know, work on it until you, it's a part of you, and then go to something else. But you never stop. Once you get the little pieces inside of you and it's starting to become you, you don't stop working on that, because bigger things will come and then you can enlarge that. So pick one. Don't be crazy. Pick one. Don't walk or run faster than you have strength to. We all can do a little bit. We can't do a lot. I've learned that multitasking is a farce. You know, you can't multitask. We are made to focus on one thing. And do it well. When you try to multitask and do a bunch of things, you may be mediocre at a bunch of things. Don't be afraid to focus on one thing and do it well. Let it become you and become who you are, and then go on to something else. But you can, and once you get it down, guys, you can get it down. You can be rocking and rolling. You can do it faster and faster. The first couple attributes that you'll decide on will be painful. It'll be hard. But then once you get confidence, like, okay, I can do this. I can do this. And you'll wake up one day and you'll go, wow, I'm a beautiful person. This is great. I like who I am. I can look myself in the mirror. I like who I am. I'm having a positive influence on all those around me. I light up a room when I go into it. And that's not bad to say about yourself. Because you need to love yourself before you can love anybody else. People will be attracted to you because of the light that you have. So develop that light. Don't hide it. All the knowledge that you'll gain at training will be nothing if you don't connect the dots. So I will turn the time over. I'm sorry, Dave, I went over a little bit. I'll turn the time back over to Dave Hall. I want to, first, before I do that, thank you, Mr. Hall, and all of the state leadership, for making this the most memorable trip for us. You've just pampered us, and I've just felt kind of guilty. And I'm sorry, but thank you so much for everything. It has just been wonderful. So you guys have a great state leadership, and I hope you support them and continue to do well here in the state. We love you very much, and thank you for your hospitality. Dave?
I haven't talked.
I heard the story. I'll tell you on the way home.
There's going to be a good prepaid legal story that comes out of me losing my voice. I haven't been able to talk for a few
sounds
days.
Sounds like that guy that introduces movies, In a Land Before Time.
Far, far away, there lived a couple named the Hughes. No, I had it out with an insurance agent, and now we're going to use prepaid legal. So anyhow, long story short, to say thank you guys for coming out here and to take back home a little bit of the Utah culture.
Awesome.
And stuff. Don't be seen though. I don't know who got what, but y'all got some good, good BYU gear.
Very good.
Right.
We don't have any. Thank you. Very much. Appreciate that.
All right. Give it up.
Thank you. Give it down.
I want to make sure I cover all the things that I took notes on and wanted to cover. I just love the Jeff and Cindy's story. and how, you know, a simple shoe salesman, I mean, literally Al Bundy, goes out. And that's sad if you know who Al Bundy is. So, anyhow. Thank you. Okay. I mean, think about how nasty of a job. Down on one knee, taking off women's shoes all day and smelling those feet and the bunions and the everything else. That's a nasty job. That's right up there with Lucas's old job. And in and out outhouses and stuff. But now, you know, now, not only, you know, a millionaire, the money aside, you look at how happy his wife is because he made the decision, you know what? I'm going to do this. And his kids, and now they've got grandkids, you know, on the way in the near future. And you think about those grandkids coming over to hang out at Grandma and Grandpa's house. I mean, my mom knows this. I don't know my Grandma and Grandpa very well from her side because they passed away when I was really, really young. But my Grandma and Grandpa on my dad's side lived up to be 90 years old. And every time we went to visit them, they went to work. They were working, you know, 12, 15, 16 hours a day in their 80s working. And that's sad when you go visit Grandma and Grandpa and Grandma and Grandpa ain't got any time to spend with you. So my relationship with my Grandma and Grandpa on my dad's side of the family is literally zero. And that's sad. And to think that that decision to do prepaid legal will affect generations of lives. But more importantly, not quitting, because I look at if they would have quit, I wouldn't be here today. And that scares me to think, where would my wife and my kids be today if they didn't stay in the game? You know, while we're up here, my wife's texting me the score to my son's soccer game because I co-coached that with my 13-year-old son on days that I can't be there. My 13-year-old son is co-coach of my 5-year-old's soccer team. She's like, Colton scored a goal. And I'm like texting her back, ready to go and stuff. And I'm like thinking, you know, this is so awesome that, you know, the whole family's involved in the soccer team. But to see the tragedy, you might call it an adversity, an obstacle in your life, tragedy hit them in the form of that car wreck. How many weeks were you laid up?
7 months.
I want you to just put it in perspective. If you were bedridden for 7 months and your spouse had to be there hand and foot, who would pay your mortgage? Who would buy your groceries? Who would pay the utility bills? Who would get your kids something on Christmas? Who would be there for the birthday parties? Would you even have a car, a house, or anything? And you can never know when tragedy could hit you. It can hit at any time. I was talking with an icon in prepaid legal about the comp plan. I'm so glad that they shared the details of the comp plan because there's aspects in there that nobody ever discusses. We just don't have time to tell you all the money. There's so much money that you can't even comprehend it. One of the icons was telling me when we were talking about the director breakaway incomes. I remember, Jeff said, the vast majority of my income is now director breakaway incomes. He said, Dave, when you get a seasoned organization that gets big enough that you actually get the $1, you know, it went 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, $1, the $1 down on that sixth director breakaway adds up to more money than the 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1 added together. It is staggering how much money it is. In fact, I'm going to just give a quick example. And you guys, is that okay when we talk about money that it doesn't come across arrogant? It's educational because these people know what it's like to be broke. They know what it's like to live in very humble circumstances. And when they share with you what the business is doing today, it's really to help open up your eyes
that where you're at today doesn't matter. You can burn that calendar. You can become a millionaire. And that is so hard to understand when you're trying to keep food on the table right now. So hard to understand. Most people cannot grasp that concept. I haven't been able to really even talk for the last 2 days. And in my business, talking is recruiting and selling. It's hard to mime a membership. Okay? So I'm just going to dial into our computer system. And just when I got up this morning, I jumped online and I looked to see what the deposit was today because I haven't been able to work for the last 2 days. And I was shocked. And I'm just going to put this on the speaker for me. You guys can hear that? Now, it's going to say that I have a zero balance. Because after it pays you out, it zeros out. That would be me. IVR, because that was 2 days ago. Oh, well, it was $1,467, and I'm like, I haven't even been able to talk to anybody for 2 days, and they put $1,400 in my bank account. Well, it'll be there Monday, I guess. $1,400 they'll post on Monday for not being able to talk. Now, that's just, I'll be over this by beginning of next week. I'll be able to get back out there and talk. 7 months. The power of prepaid legal for 7 months to still have your house paid for, your bills paid for, everything out there. Prepaid legal is not just a business. It really is a fairy tale. After you build it, to have deposits coming in when you can't work, when you can't go out there and do something. And it might be a situation where it's not your family. It's a friend. It's someone in your church. It's a family member. And your aspiration is to be more generous. And everybody else is saying, oh, I'd love to come over and help you out, but I can't. I have to be to work. I can't take time off. I can't. I'm too busy with life. How would it be to just say, you know what? What do you need? We'll be there. Whether it's financial assistance, there's a lady in my ward right now that just lost a baby, and to be able to just the ladies go over and clean her house. So you know what? We're just going to come clean the house. Because we can, because we're family to you. And I'll tell you, your prepaid legal family will be an amazing, powerful family. When he said, you're not business partners. My best friends are my prepaid legal family members. They're the people that I know they go to war for me. I texted Mr. Udy yesterday afternoon. I said, I'm sick of the dog. I cannot talk. I need you to run the whole barbecue. Just do everything. He's like, I'll be right there. Boom. Came over, set up everything. You know, usually I'm running the grill and everything. I didn't have to touch anything. I actually ate at the barbecue yesterday. I think that's the first barbecue I've eaten at in a long time. And I just got to sit down and relax because I had, like, no energy and I couldn't even talk. It's so nice to just have people where you can just say, hey, I need help. And they're like, what do you need? I'll be there. And there's a list a mile long of people in this room that are just like that. A few months ago, we had Tony Hughes here, the biggest, the oldest brother, $250,000 ringer, fabulous man, did a great job. Last month, we had Mr. Chris Hughes here. I was in Hawaii. I heard it was good. I've never been to an event that he did that wasn't fabulous. And now we've had Jeff Hughes here. Comes from the same family, but brings a totally different element than the other two brothers. Next month, June 18th, put it on your calendars, we have Dr. David Hughes coming in town today. So we're going to cover the whole spectrum of the family. Four different millionaires, and they all came at their own strengths, their own weaknesses. Here's a gentleman who sold shoes to provide for his family. Here's a gentleman that said, I'm going to go get my doctorate and become a doctor because that's what the rest of the world told me is where the real money is. Well, as a student graduating from chiropractic school, was making over $85,000 a year as a student. And he goes, doctors don't make this kind of money, and they got a lot of overhead. Why would I ever want to be a doctor and have to tell my kids no? Sorry, Dad's on call. Sorry, Dad can't do that. Oh, stress at the hospital, liabilities, lawsuits, malpractice, everything else. So he's a stay-at-home dad. Same type of lifestyle as Jeff and Cindy. He's going to share a whole nother resource of tools and valuable things for you. I should have thought about this ahead of time and got Mr. C.A. Murph on the phone to promote for Dr. Hughes the right way. And I'm just going to summarize what happened 2 weeks ago. I was doing the Super Saturday in Las Vegas. And before I went up to do my training, he said, next month we have Jesse McPherson coming to Vegas. He goes, so just mention when you're done, if they want to get their tickets, they can get them today in the back of the room. And that's how he said it to me. And I was like, are you kidding? If they want to get their tickets today, just mention it to them. Is that how you promote for? I said, Murph, how many tickets do you pre-sell for next month's event? And he goes, we'll sell anywhere from 15 to 30 tickets. Now, they had over 100 people at their Super Saturday, 15 to 30 tickets for next month. He goes, well, Jesse McPherson, they're going to show up anyway, Dave. I mean, who's going to miss Jesse McPherson, right? We had him here a few months ago. I said, Murph, will you just let me promote the way I promote, and then we'll talk about the difference afterwards. And he goes, okay, but if you cost me money, you're paying for it. So when I got time to talk about Mr. McPherson coming into town and building their business, I gave the speech I give a lot of times. Some of you are here flying solo, and you're fine with that. And you put it out to the universe, next month I'm coming back flying solo, and you buy one ticket. Some of you won't buy a ticket at all. You'll bolt straight for the parking lot and head home. You say, I'll see if I can make it next month. Good luck. I hope that changes sometime in your life, because I never leave an event saying, I hope I can make it next month to the event. I know my leaders never do. I always say, I'm not only coming back, I'm coming back loaded for bear. And those of you, if you buy one ticket, great. That's at least saying, I'm in the game. I'm here. But some people say, you know what? I'm done flying solo. I'm ready to blow this business up. I'm coming back with a team next month. When MidOcean launches their advertising campaigns, I don't want to have, as Mr. Wheeler put it, a small spider web. I want a huge one. When this dam breaks, I want as many fish and nets in that river as possible. And I told the audience, I said, when you buy one ticket, every time you open your wallet and you see your ticket in there, you tell yourself, I've got my ticket, I'm safe. And you'll go weeks without prospecting anybody because you've taken care of you. But when you open your wallet and you see five tickets, you're just buying a drink at the gas station and you see five tickets, you look at the guy at the cash register, just register with a whole different energy. You think I'm kidding? I'm dead serious. You look at him and you go, you keeping your financial options open? Got something to show you. May or may not be interested. Why? Because you got a dollar bill out to pay for the drink, but you saw five tickets. And you go, I need five people with me or four other people with me. This guy's one of them. And you start prospecting. So here's what happens. He let me promote. I said, look, everyone that buys 5 tickets today gets them for the price of 4. And so he's thinking, oh, no, Dave, you're losing me money. I'm losing one cost of one ticket on the event. I kid you not, and anyone wants to text him or call him can, every single person in the room went out and mine. It took almost an hour and a half to process them all and bought 5 tickets. Every single person. He had pre-printed a stack, just tiny. They didn't have enough. They ran out of tickets. He had to take their names, reprint on Monday, and give them at the events. He's like, Dave, our briefing attendance went through the roof. Our weekly training attendance went through the roof. He's like, it is blowing up down here right now. He goes, I can't believe it. I cannot believe how many guests we're having at the events. He goes, that one thing, that one little difference in the way you encourage people to get 5 versus, hey, if you can, just pick one up on your way out, is now making people an extra $500 to $1,000 a month for that one little thing. But the biggest thing was there's one other person in that room, Ace Fair. And I'm doing the promotion, and Ace Fair holds up his 5 tickets. During the intermission, before I even got up there, he went out and he bought 5 tickets before I even got on stage to train for the next month. 1 million, in all of Las Vegas marketplace, there's 1 millionaire club member, Ace Fair. And he's sitting down here and he holds up his 5 tickets. And I go, Mr. Fair already got his tickets. I'll have the ladies at the back refund you the price of one of those tickets. You're going to get the 5th one free. I want you to notice something. Out of the 100 people here, there's 1 millionaire in the room. There's 1 millionaire in front of the room. There's 1 millionaire trying to teach you the proper principle. There's 1 millionaire that does it before it needs to be taught. I don't know which one you want to be, but that's a clue. For those of you that are ready to blow up your business, I would encourage you to plan for that to blow up and not plan on coming back alone next month. You can get 5 tickets for the price of 4 for Dr. Hughes in the back of the room, June 18th. Thank you all for coming out. We'll see y'all at the top.